And now it's time to check in and see what's happening on the market so far here this morning. We bring in Ellen Dearden with AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Brian.
Well, it looks like markets are kind of waiting to see what happens with that big USDA report a little later this morning.
Yeah, we sure have been talking about it for about a month's time, and particularly since the WASDA report came out earlier this month. The focus is really on the acreage side of things, thinking that corn acres may be down just a hair, bean acres up. However, keep in mind that prevent plant were acres were extremely high a year ago, so don't be too surprised to see corn acres even higher than the March report. I would anticipate that we'll be over 94 million corn acres planted, and probably over 84 million on the bean side of things. Informa comes out with a crop estimate on Friday. NOAA comes out with its July projection for weather sometime earlier this morning. I guess the big question is, will corn continue to fizzle like it has done the last 2 days going into the close, where we've had a pretty strong early overnight market, early day market, and then just downside from there? Right now, we're just struggling about fractionally mixed on either side of last night's close on the corn. D's futures down a penny, 382. On the bean side of things, we've traded to both sides, but we're now down about a nickel across the board in the beans. We are looking at the November beans at 11.07.5. They're down 5. The wheat market's holding surprisingly well. It is raining in parts of the hard red winter wheat belt, and looks like we'll see some soft red winter wheat areas get rain over the next day or so. The wheat market on the July Chicago wheat is 4.33. It's up 3.5. We did have delivery notices on the corn. We also had some on bean oil, pretty heavy ones on bean oil, and 595 on the bean side of things. That, to me, was a little bit surprising. The meal's going to be a real tip-off today on the bean market. We've had a strong meal close the last 2 days. I don't know if we can keep that up. On the wheat side of things, again, we're seeing some harvest pressure. We made new contract lows yesterday, made new yearly lows on the nearby Chicago wheat yesterday, too. Doesn't look very attractive. Nobody's looking for much on the bull side of wheat, both on the acres and also on the carryout, which will be the June 1 stocks today. On the livestock side of things, we're seeing all week have seen the cattle futures gain on hog futures. And right now we're up anywhere from 40 cents to 80 cents on the cattle, with June going off the board today at noon. The feeder cattle up $1.20 in the nearby August to about 50 cents higher in some of the back months. We do have a weak basis here in the cattle, and a lot of talk about numbers that are going to continue to be coming at us all month long. The hog market's struggling to stay on the steady side of things, but it's down about a quarter. One of the key things that I'm watching for the day is this crude market, which is down more than a dollar, down $1.16 right now. And the gold market also is lower. The dollar index has seen a slight rebound in the last hour's trade and is trading just about one-tenth of a point higher. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you very much, Ellen. We appreciate that report. In your forecast here today, partly cloudy skies with a high of 81 degrees, southwest winds up to 10 miles per hour. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana, online at willag.org. It's 9 o'clock.